Federal prosecutors in New York have charged one of the most influential rap music executives in the nation with laundering drug money. Irving Gotti Lorenzo and three others at the rap label formerly known as Murder, Inc. were indicted this week for their alleged involvement with a brutal narcotics ring. From New York, John Kalish reports.
In addition to Irving Lorenzo, his brother Christopher, a bookkeeper, and the manager of rap superstar Ja Rule were indicted. Also charged was convicted drug dealer Kenneth Supreme McGriff and four of his alleged associates. At the press conference announcing the indictments, an FBI agent quipped, "They don't call it gangster rap for nothing." 34-year-old Irving Lorenzo went from a minor office job at Def Jam Records to becoming a major force in the careers of several rap giants, including Jay-Z and Ashanti. Chuck Kriechmer of the website AllHipHop.com says that despite his nickname, Lorenzo wasn't really the mobster type.
He's always been a cool guy. He's never come across as any type of a thug. You know, he's come across as a guy that's very good at promoting records, very talented in terms of making music. He's got a track record that rivals any mogul in the game, you know, as far as hip-hop is concerned.
The government alleges that Lorenzo wrote more than $250,000 in checks to McGriff and covered tens of thousands of dollars worth of his travel expenses. Lorenzo and his brother pled not guilty and were released on bail. Lorenzo's lawyer is Gerald Lefcourt, who represented some of the most famous radicals of the 1960s.
It sort of reminds me of when I was a very young lawyer and represented Black Panthers. How wrong the government had them is sort of a misunderstanding of, you know, what they're about. And I think a lot of what Irv is about is misunderstood. All this bravado and stuff is part of the scene, but it's not part of who Irv is.
Lefcourt says that Lorenzo simply helped a friend from his old neighborhood, but the attorney expects the government to produce witnesses who will testify that drug profits were funneled into the rap label.
I'm sure that they have convinced some people who are facing light years in jail who may be associated with McGriff to make stories up about bringing money to Irv, but I don't believe that's true. I've been looking at this for a long time. I don't doubt that the government could get people who are facing life sentences to say whatever they want them to say, but, you know, that's what the trial is about.
The indictment of Lorenzo and others at his rap label was not a total surprise. Federal investigators seized documents 2 years ago at its parent companies. AllHipHop.com's Chuck Kriechmer says he doesn't expect the rap music industry to do any great soul-searching as a result of this prosecution.
I think that hip-hop's pretty desensitized to things like this, even down to people dying at this point. I think that we've become, unfortunately, so accustomed to things tragic or otherwise happening in our community that we come to expect it.
Kenneth McGriff faces life in prison or the death penalty if convicted. The Lorenzo brothers and their associates each face 20 years if convicted. The government is also attempting to impose hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines on the rap label and seize six pieces of real estate worth several million dollars. Prosecutors say the investigation is continuing. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.